Pickaxe.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, because I've just written hello.
I mean, that's okay. That's
okay. Gigi Soto. That's where I'm at.
Well, we're live now. Hi, everybody. How you doing?
Ooh, look at this. Pretty. I like it.
So the screen set up for, you know, if more people jump in, if they decide to or whatever, it'll accommodate. So it's a little cut off now, but like if a fifth person jumps in, it'll be perfect. So
excellent.
Hi everybody out there. Dude, Dave's in the chat. I haven't seen David in the chat in a while. Hi.
That's our guy right there.
Oh,
buddy.
Man. I hope you're coming to Dragon Con. We're coming to Dragon Con this year, and I want everybody to come. Like, I don't know how we're going to do it. See, a fifth person jumped in and it fits. Oh my God, I love it. Ugh.
Wait, did it work perfectly?
Like, it worked
right away?
Perfect.
There it is.
Oh yeah, it did. Perfect.
Ah.
Picture.
Hi, Kels.
Kel, where's your kitty?
Hello.
Hey,
Rach is in the chat. G-Soda's in the chat. Ryan, nope. Who's in the call, is in the chat.
No,
that's
Taco.
Still good.
I'm in the chat.
Nathaniel. Hi, everybody. Man, we
are in
so
the chat.
We are in the chat. I'm not in the chat. I'm not allowed.
No.
I'll get there.
What? Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
privileges were taken.
I gotta log into my own account. My God. This has been a week. We just did taxes. And yesterday, we did part of a Raven session. And to do that, we had to drive 50 miles to Monticello, to where Jasper and Anna were staying.
It's Monticello, Jason.
It's Monticello, dumb.
Monticello. Wait, is it really Monticello?
No, it isn't. She's just.
It depends on the one you're at. Some of them definitely say it differently.
I believe Bree, but I also.
She doesn't even know how to pronounce my name. Like,
so why were you in Monticello, Cello? What happened there?
So we had to deliver some chords to Jasper because Jasper couldn't speak to us, which is a problem.
Oh, yeah.
And then it turns out those chords wouldn't work with his computer, or his mic was broken, and it's a Shure, so it's a $250 microphone. So
then we drove back
to Hancock another 50 miles. And he followed us, so I gave him a new mic, and then he drove back to... So we drove 200 miles total for yesterday's session, and we got about an hour in. It was pretty good.
We got to cuddle.
It was nice, honestly.
Yeah, it was nice. We got to see the Permenter children. They're still kids.
Oh, I was like, aren't they like little people now? Like
they are. They got like personalities.
That's
and junk.
Crazy.
One of them asked for a cookie and used like full sentences. What?
It's always strange. Like it's like, oh, my friend just had a baby, and then I look on the Instagram, and it's like
they're an accountant.
That kid talks now and has like is no longer Jello. It's like what?
Has opinions about things and. Thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Madness.
This, I knew them when they were a baby, and now they're giving me stock advice.
Oh God, I wish someone would give me stock advice.
Yeah, well, yeah, please.
Have money. That's my first.
Mutual funds.
You know? Invest in Bitcoin a decade ago, but get out 2 years ago.
Are we still trading pictures of monkeys? Is that going to be the new currency, or is it bottle caps?
No.
Bottle caps.
Always bottle caps.
Okay, good.
We're right there. Right on the edge.
I'm a sunset sarsaparilla man myself. Like I, you know.
Sunset sarsaparilla.
It's a Boy, Fallout howdy. Reference. It's.
Oh, I was like, that sounds delicious. It's like, oh, never mind.
I've never had a sarsaparilla. I don't know what. Isn't that just poor man's root beer? It's just root beer, right?
It is literally root beer is made from sarsaparilla. Like that's.
Oh,
it's delicious. Okay. Isn't it a little bit sweeter? Or is that just Knott's Berry Farm?
Yeah, I mean, it's like root beer is just like sarsaparilla, like soda, like that's what it is. So it just depends on how it's made, I think. I don't know the specifics. I'm not
an expert. That's fair. Well, Knott's Berry Farm ones are very sweet, delicious.
I feel like I'm this close to learning something. I'm not, but I'm close.
I need to order some sarsaparilla now for Theriathon. That's what I need. I need to have it.
Yeah, that's what you need.
That's what I need. That's going to fix all our problems. That's right.
That is not even top five of the priority list that we have.
You say that now, but once Dungeons of Randomness brand sarsaparilla takes off, the world is saved.
Delicious.
Fair. Okay.
We need a cutesy name for it, though. That's the thing. We need like a...
We could put Jasper on the front of it, and it could be Jasperilla.
Oh.
Jasperilla.
There we go. We've done it.
Perfect.
That's a win.
Man. So we've... Bree's been working back at DNR now for a week, and it's taken us a week to line up all the things we need to do. Like, it's been... It's like, okay, let's order all the things up and list it all out. What do we need to do? And I think she just finished putting it in like a list today. So
there's a spreadsheet. It's organized. Oh, yes. There's also a spreadsheet. The spreadsheet is separate though. That's for house chores.
Oh,
we needed two charts. One for house.
How do I get a Bree? This is what I need for my life.
You got to order one from Maine. Things. There's a back order though, so you got to. Yeah.
It's like we have a Brie, but she's over there.
Yeah,
and doing other things.
Doing other things.
Busy.
So busy.
Here's the thing. Now it's official. She just got a pink apron for woodworking. So like,
cool. He's got me a pink apron. It's like leather, but it's like bright pink.
Does he let you do the power tools?
Tries to encourage
let
me to
power
tools.
Let her,
Jason.
Mandy.
Would you like to allow the women to use power tools?
I know. I mean, I feel like
well,
Jason,
if she's not making
like...
me a sandwich, I do allow her to work from time to time. She even draws a paycheck. You know, it's... She...
Sorry, Christy.
I enforce the gender norms more than he does. I'm like, I don't want to mess it up. You should do all the heavy lifting.
I was like, get your ass in here and hold this.
How's your back doing, Jason, by the way?
It's better. I messed it up bad. So
what did you pick up?
That's what
box.
I heard. And I was like,
I picked up
wood.
5 pounds. It was a 5 pound box of like straps.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just old.
Back.
It was so
gotta do the squats.
Look, sometimes backs just don't care what you're actually doing, and they're like, you know, I realize that you're just scratching your nose, but this is the moment. This is the one.
So, okay, quick story. The first time I pulled my back, it was all my fault. I was like 25. And I was lifting some 55-gallon drum of, like, debris to dump into something else. And my back, like a piano string, snapped in my back. It's like, and that's all my fault. But once you do it, it's over.
Yeah, I was going to say, then that's the rest of your life now. Yep. Is that?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I've literally been standing in place, and the dog does something. My turn, kink! Like, it does not matter. Yep.
Oh, buddy.
You know what? Honestly, the best thing for if you do have recurring back pain, and this is something that I need to do better too, is do exercise whenever you can. Oh. You know, just you need to have that core strength to help support your back, which is easier to say than do.
I'm gonna work on it. I very rarely pull my back. God, there's a whole bunch of people chatting. Thank you.
We love you, people.
Point. I don't know. I'm sure that's a fancy pronunciation.
I like the high wave thing. That's
I do
in the
too.
Chat
yeah,
there.
That's adorable.
That's beautiful.
I like it.
Just a wee hi from a former supporter on Patreon. I thought I'd pop in. But well, thank you. Hi. I hope you guys can check out Theriathon next week.
Yeah, it's
the 22nd. Noon to midnight, old school. We're just going through streaming all day. Group one is going to be back. There's a whole bunch. We have three other sessions, one of which is complete surprises to even the people on the thing. I can't wait. So we're going to need you guys too. But okay, so the back thing, we were getting ready to ship at a table, and it got like we lined everything up with a freight company and everything. It got off without a hitch. It's wonderful. In fact, John should be getting it any day now. I think by Monday.
Hey.
And this thing is 225 pounds.
I bet.
Some of it solid oak. It is a beast. You could hit it with a sledgehammer and you could still use it for gaming. It's awesome.
I mean, oak. Yeah. Beautiful.
I pull my back the day before we got to move this thing uphill. And Strap, I was
and
so
more
fucked.
Importantly, what were you picking up, Jason, at the time?
It was a little box of like straps. So I go to bend. It was the first thing in the morning. It's like 6 a.m. I'm like, all right, let's get going. Oh, no. And that was it. I was done.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Sam in the chat, they have like a titanium rod in their back. So they actually have never even had a backache. Like ever.
Oh,
you don't know what that's like.
Dang.
I want a metal back now. I want no back.
I was gonna say, but they probably did like had some kind of back pain before the rod went in.
Yeah.
Presumably.
Well, the rod went in when they were very young.
Oh, that's the trick.
Sam's got
you
messed
up your back when you were a baby.
That's a superhero. That's a superhero.
I feel like that's fair. Like that's a trade-off. You don't need back pain.
Yeah.
Like it's dumb.
Nobody needs back pain. Yeah.
Does that mean can't bend too much though? If rod or is it?
They can only go like up and then like they can't really. They also can't sit in like bean. Wait, no. They said they like beanbag chairs, but there's some things they can't sit in because their back doesn't curve to it.
Owie.
It's like if there's a pillow behind their head, they just end up going. So they can't like. You know?
So there is a rock climber that we watch that has a rod in their back, and they're still a professional rock climber, so he can go be a rock climber.
Rock climbing is fun.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been able to rock climb. I don't like heights. It's not my thing.
You know
Dragon
what?
Dragon Con.
I've done it. It's nice, fun, honestly.
Nice little bouldering walls. They don't go just, much higher up than you are at all. Super squishy landing area. These are the gestures I make for that, I guess.
Like, we should, don't do that. New, like, Dragon Con tradition, trying a new thing. And it's like, okay, we've done the axe throwing.
Rock climbing.
Now it's rock climbing. Then we'll try archery the next year.
I like archery.
Okay, I'll do rock climbing if the next year we play tackle football. Because I think that's
I want to tackle.
Oh, no, you don't want to do that.
I don't know if you want to put that out there.
I've always wanted to try that.
What's going to happen is, like, Karen or Susan is going to show up and just
Susan would wreck all of us.
I don't think you want to die.
Susan strikes me as someone who chop blocks the leg, like just goes right behind the knee. Just like...
It's like you look at her and you don't think that she could take you out, but like I feel like she would find a way in your case. Like,
The problem is Susan's a runner and I like if you I'm good over very short distances.
Mostly within like arm's reach. That's where it's the most dangerous.
We can do wrestling. I like wrestling.
I'm an aggressive hugger.
I've never done it, but I want to try.
Amateur style wrestling or pro style wrestling?
I don't know where you get to go smush.
Don't you have a wife? For the-
She's very fragile. I cannot wrestle with the wife. Excuse me. And then she breaks because she's
very... She really smokes your wife.
So what you're saying is your wife needs to work out so that you guys can
yoga. We're back to yoga.
Too much arthritis and stuff. She's very fragile.
That was something after Jason sprained his back. Elle and I had to bring the table up to the top without him. And Elle's way stronger than I am, which is bullshit because I do half the physical like labor around the house. Like I'm the second strongest and I'm not. Elle is clearly stronger than I am. And I do have to work out and work on that because I'm going to be lifting heavy things. But
We'll get there.
It's been like 7 years of living together where I've been the one who helps move the heavy things. And it's bullshit.
And you're like, oh.
Yeah, Elle's not usually home, but this was like 6 a.m. Yeah. We all woke up to go down there and it just, oof.
Well, I'm glad that you made Jason not move it because I know he would have tried to and hurt himself more. So
even we did while what we could. Yeah, we had to, like, it's blanket wrapped and then cellophane wrapped to keep weather off of it and dings and scratches. There's tea molding on the outside of it. Like, it's gorgeous. It's just like, it's like, we can't fuck this up now. It's been 8 weeks of work. Oh, no. Yeah. Like, so
it takes 3 people to wrap it and send it out, basically.
I hope John's got a friend. Because I don't know how the hell.
And hopefully he doesn't live like upstairs.
If somebody's buying a D&D table to play at, or a
you
gaming
got a friend,
table,
right?
Yeah,
I hope so.
Yeah, at least 3 other friends.
Yeah, it's like, all right, guys, if you want to play in this game, you got to help move this table.
You got to.
You all get a level.
We should put that in the sales pitch. It's like, and your friends can help you put it together before your first big game. Buy our stuff. Do it.
You should put like a free adventure in there and be like, here, use this.
Oh, what a fun idea.
Oh my gosh, that's a really good idea.
So, okay, hold up that 1 second. Blossoming Lotus in the chat. Greetings from the Netherlands. Let's do the first Theriathon. So they're going to be at Theriathon. Thank you.
Nice. The land of bicycles.
We're actually working on 3 smaller versions of tables that we're going to get ready and throw listings up for probably tonight, maybe tomorrow morning. We have 3D renders for everything, and we have a little coffee table called the Pippin. So like it's
so it's real small.
Is it small?
Real small.
It does have bulbous eyes.
Why is this table always a little bit moist right in this one? No.
It took a lot of engineering, but there are tanks underneath filled with Nickelodeon slime that just kind of like they just secrete. The table sweats every once in a while.
Oh, so sad.
I'm sorry, Hognes. Everything's going to be recorded.
I miss you, buddy.
Obviously, if you guys could send us your videos for the community.
Yes.
If you haven't listened to the show in years, let us know. Just say, hey, just dropping in. I want to take all of them, put them together, and have stuff for the ad breaks. I want as many of you to be as a part of Theriathon as possible. I love doing that stuff. And it allows us to go grab a drink and splash water in our face and all that good stuff. So please go right ahead. I know Rob already sent us some.
Hey,
Rob. Oh, I wonder what surprises Rob has for us this year.
Oh,
he had some good ones last year.
Mick Foley was like that was really cool. Like he just did really cool stuff.
I forgot about
that. Was awesome.
God,
I was just
so
thinking
cool.
about that.
Yeah. I still need to ask him for those I think he sent them separately in an email.
He
and
did.
I just forgot to save them. Yeah.
I have them.
I need to get those on my phone. Give me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do it.
So we've organized Theriathon. 4 separate groups. One of which is pre-recorded because that's group one. And I was taking
a miracle
no
you
chances.
Forgot it pre-recorded.
Can I tell you? You're going to hate it. You're going to hate it, Kels. No tech issues. We sat down.
Oh my god, of course. No.
We made sure the microphones. Like Tom grabbed a headset.
Yeah.
20 minutes, plugged it in, and I just had to tell him, you gotta install the drivers, buddy. And like we did that. And then when we sat down, when we actually recorded, 3 hours, no problems.
Of course.
I know.
See, I think, gosh, it's the last like 4 or 5 times that I've been in either a Java or Invasion group trying to sit down to record. We haven't been able to do it because someone having tech issues. Like, it's been.
We're not going to name any names, but we will destroy
different
them
people.
If necessary.
Like, it's not just one person.
It's not.
It's one person for us.
Wow.
Woo. Way to throw shade at Xavier like that.
I mean,
can't believe you would
computer.
Call him out like that.
He has a fancy computer.
I actually have to hit him up because I'm supposed to be helping him, but we keep not hitting each other up at the right times.
There is they're the best people in the world that this is happening to, and all of, they feel so guilty, like they're doing something, but they're wonderful humans, and we are thankful to know them.
Yeah. They go bump ups.
The poor guys just sitting down. Mean. Yeah, they're just sitting down to do it, and it's like, oh, like Ian's computer's just randomly shutting down.
I just feel so bad for Ian because it's like, right? Like this is not even just a like podcast tech related issue. No. This is like
it's his job. Yeah,
like that's just a nightmare in general. I've been there. It's not fun.
It's never fun to like have no idea what the problem is. Like it's bad enough to go, oh, I think it's a hard drive issue, or my mic is messed up. But it's like just to sit down and go, like no idea. Yeah. That's, and I guess he took it to where do you take a Mac, the Genius Bar, Apple Store, and whatever. Yeah. So he took it that they don't know what's going on with it, so
like, oh my
which is
God.
Really surprising because like they're usually in, I have been to the Apple Store and the Genius Bar to repair things many times in my life, and they usually like, even if it's like the outcome is like, well, it's fucked. Like they know what's going on. Like you know, like the fact that they don't even have an idea is like, I don't know what to do.
Please tell me that is the official term Apple uses when it's like, well, it's fucked, and then they stamp it. And then
they don't like say it, but yeah, usually like you can see it in their eyes. Like it's like. Because the people that are working there, it's like they're usually doing their best, like most of the time, to like have you not like have to pay for a new thing, like even though that's the like the policy, but it's like they're generally pretty cool. So when it comes to that point, there's like, yeah, but then they're always pleasantly surprised when they're like, when is the last time you backed up? And I'm like, a couple weeks ago, because I learned that lesson the hard way. And now I do that regularly.
My phone backs up like every 2 days, just in case. And you know, I've never really had a problem with my phone. Like, I'll give them that. I had to go to the Genius Bar once, and it was because there was lint stuck in my lightning charging port, and I didn't know.
Okay.
And all right. That...
I need to talk to Apple users real quick. Mm-hmm. Apple users, if we're texting and one more time one of you sends a text that shows up to me as this X person liked, and then it lists
I
my
don't
entire
do
message
that if a person has green bubbles, I'm a responsible texter.
Thank you. I knew I could count on you. If you
I also don't
user.
Do that in general unless I'm like talking to my parents, because they do that all the time, and so that's just like...
I love all of you. I might have to choke one of you so that all of you have to learn your lesson.
I understand not what you speak of.
Good, you're fine.
So on iMessage and stuff, like the like iPhone to iPhone communication, if you like, you can like react to messages, like you can on like Discord and stuff. You just say like, you can just like something or like do like a thumbs up. And so, but if you do that to someone that's like doesn't have an iPhone and they're on Android, it like just sends them a text that says like, Kelsey liked this message or something.
It's a separate message it has to send because it doesn't
Christy,
have reactions.
Try this for me. I haven't seen that.
So it's understandably annoying, and that's why you just don't do it to people that have green bubbles. It's... Unless you're like really being annoying, then it's okay.
There's a part of me that's like, I don't know, man, maybe I'll get an Android next time just to try it, because like I've had the same phone, but then again it's like, but the iPhone just works.
There's like choice paralysis. There's like a billion different
there's
options.
There's 50 of them.
It's like, it's like I just can't be bothered. Like there are so many things in my life where I have to do research to figure out what's the best thing. Mm. Like at least with the phones, it's just like what's the smallest one that you guys have right now.
Also, once you make a phone that explodes, I don't care how many years it was ago. Like
I had that.
Did you? Did it explode?
It did not.
Good. I'm glad.
But
that's good.
They did brick those as quick as they could. Like I wanted to use that as long as possible, and they basically said it started giving me little warnings, like saying this will stop working soon. And I went, oh, but you're a good phone, and it would say, too bad, I will blow up. And I said, you won't blow up. We'll go to therapy. And it said, no, I'm too far gone. And so I traded it in.
I was about to say, do they replace it for free, or did they just brick your phone?
They did. You could replace it for another phone.
Must have. I mean, that's like legal. Well,
yeah.
Well, you sell someone a phone that blows up.
First they traded it for the same kind of phone, saying they fixed the problem, mm-hmm. and then people said that one was blowing up, and so you had to trade that in for another one. Galaxy Note 7, I think it was.
It was the 7, yeah. That's... I had the first Android phone, the Droid. Big sliding keyboard,
oh, yes.
Big chunky thing. I hated that
phone. It went
phone.
So long right next to your Zune.
Okay, wait. I will not have you tarnish the good name of the Microsoft Zune. That, I stand by it today. That UI was gorgeous. Do you know how you put music on your phone? You dragged it and dropped it. It was amazing.
You're not wrong, but it's just really funny to say. Like,
it's a the really... iTunes is a prison for music. It is one of the most cumbersome, horrible UIs I've ever seen.
You're not wrong. I mean
yeah.
It's okay,
G Soto did bring it up. I don't know why they did this. You could share music with somebody who had a Zune. And it was called squirting. You had to squirt. I swear to God.
No, they didn't.
I swear to God.
That's not true.
You can't be real.
I swear to God. Because you'd squirt it to them, and they go, thank you. And you have it for like 3 days. You have it for 3 days, and then there's a licensing thing that pops in.
Like, that doesn't even, like, tie into the name.
It does not.
It does not.
Just get us.
It's not
just
like
squirted
like,
all
a
over
water
the place, huh?
Something. Like, well, there's no excuse for that.
They wanted it to be a verb too, like Skype. Like, it's like, oh, I'm gonna Skype you. It's like, hey man, I just squirted you. Like, just like
that is someone working at Microsoft doing like text of being like, I wonder how far I can get this before someone realizes, and no one ever does. It's like,
I wonder if someone points to that. It's like, that's what took us down. If we just didn't squirt so much, then the Zune would still be here,
all over the place.
God.
I can't believe I didn't know about that.
I don't know.
Like, I was a high schooler at the time, I feel like, or middle schooler, which is even worse. Like, I should know.
Well, that tells you about how far the Zune's reach went.
Aww.
Yeah. It was a good device. Can I tell you the weirdest thing about the Zune for me? The first Zune was kind of chunky and big because it was the iPod 4 at the time, just a big hard drive basically with buttons.
Sure.
And then they kind of got like the nice touch that kind of fit in with the iPhones and stuff at the time. And these things were honestly gorgeous. If you go back and look at them, like, it's all like polished metal and stuff and all that, like, gorgeous. The most demanded color was dookie brown, and I don't know why. Like, well, people sought after. It's like, yeah, you get the dookie brown one. It's like, why? Like, that is the ugliest one.
It sounds like they knew what audience they were going for.
Maybe. Maybe it was all ironic. Maybe it's like some, like, it's like, yeah, man, I'm going to squirt you on my dookie brown.
Oh, love it.
It was just like postmodern irony, and I didn't get it. I was in there. I was the one Zune fan who was like, yeah, man, it's really good. It has an AM radio. I don't know why, but it does.
I have to look this up. You know.
I swear. I'm not. Okay. I've only spoken to Jason Bowman a couple of times. The fact that we bonded over the Zune, unironically, it was like, no, it was a good platform, right? Like, it's like, I don't know why, but that was like, okay, high five. We can be cool.
By the way, are we doing anything like specific today? Or
today? No, I just wanted to.
Cool.
Here's the thing.
I wasn't sure. Like,
oh, there
is a really long wind up to nothing.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like we haven't done that before. So.
That's true. So what
talk
can
about
we
the
tell
Zune.
People about? What so, can we tell people about Theriathon besides the fact that we have some. Stop messing with my camera, Kat.
Oh.
Despite the.
Look at the puppy. He's like, I help. I create content.
Oh, yes.
Oh, look at that little influencer. Beauty. Oh.
He's so cute.
Baby. And I see a Katie and Bree's background.
Yeah, that's, she's sleeping.
She.
What I don't know where Taco is.
I know. I was like, where's Taco?
I know.
Somewhere.
It's... We love seeing Taco on camera.
He might have gotten scared by the thunderstorm.
yeah, we got one of those too right now.
Oh, Taco.
Okay, Creative Zen was pretty awful. I like, it depend, like, it's... It's not Games for Windows awful, though. Games for Windows was the worst.
Isn't that still a thing? Because, like, I still see it sometimes. Okay.
It's... So what they did... They took Games for Windows, and they kind of just transferred that into Xbox Live. Games for Windows assigned me a name that I cannot change, and I don't know to this day if I could change it. I'm Tiresome Jaguar, and I don't know why, and I can't change it, and they just did the thing, and whatever.
I like it.
Yeah, this was pretty relatable, not gonna lie.
That's, well, Tiresome Jaguar. I think that we should have been calling you that all along now.
I will not go by, I will not be addressed any other way.
Good, good.
So, there are four groups playing at Theriathon. One, as we go out through the day, we're going to go up in level. So each group, so the first group is level three, right? And they're being brought in as new business hires, and they're going to try and fix a business that is kind of struggling a bit. The second group is all secrets. They're going to be level six, and I can tell you two. I know. I can tell you two things. One, there's a lot of audience participation for that one. So anybody who shows up to Theriathon gets to influence that group a ton.
And two, I'll be there.
anyone who's a part of our Patreon groups, I'm going to be asking those groups directly for a couple of things.
Okay, so
Patreon groups 1 through 4, thank you already. I know you guys are gonna just do a great job. Group three, whatever you want to call it, that's the group one recording. That's going to go up, and then group four is going to be level 10, and they're going to be boarding a ghost ship. And
ghost ship.
That's, so I expect that to be broken, because you guys are going to come in with pre-gen characters level 10, and you guys are going to be able to do stuff that is going to be nuts, and that's fine.
I'm bad at playing high levels. I don't know how I'm going to do. I've never been good at higher levels, because you have to keep track of so many things.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, there's a big difference between playing a character that you've made at a higher level versus playing a character that you've, like, played for a long time that's gotten to that point. So,
exactly. So I'll have to have a study sheet out and...
Are you going to give us magic weapons? Because, like, if there's a fighter and it's, like, a ghost... They're not going to be able to hit him.
That is
think
true.
Of Bree.
No,
yeah,
Marshall.
Think of sadness. Also, I want one too.
Sadness is the fuel that makes us go.
Yeah. What? First of all, I just did taxes with Bree. I'm used to sadness. That is nothing. That's we'll straighten everything out. Don't worry. Level 10, you're gonna get something. Like, obviously, you can't be level 10 and have default stuff, right? I feel like that's kind of cruel.
Yep. Same with the level 3 group. The level 3 group is gonna get the best stuff of everyone. I'm pretty sure of this.
I feel like so we just did taxes, and one of there was a bunch of fun stuff in there. Moves, by the way, don't count unless you're active military, so, like, you can't write off any of the moving stuff. It's so good. And two, I'm paying installments, because it was like $3,000 or something I owed, and it's like, not right now. And it's like, what's the... it started as 13. Yeah. And that was in a year where we lost a lot of money. So it was like, okay, what's the minimum right now? I'll catch up on it later. And it's like $25. It's like, a month? That's great. Okay. Well, we're going to charge you $107 every time you make a $25 payment. The $107 is a convenience fee.
It's not even towards the
principal. It's just a convenience.
It's not going to. You have to pay four times.
That was the cheapest option. The others went up to 200 and something and 300 and something.
Why?
Yeah. Oh, if you...
There's no way to waive that?
There's no
way to win, Mandy. No way.
No, there's no other options.
And if you're self-employed, you have to file your taxes in a way that's more expensive. Like TurboTax has TurboTax So it's like, oh yeah, a lot of people are doing that. Well, that's extra now because fuck you.
We lobbied so we could do this forever.
Yep. Fuck. Not like it's not hard anymore work for you guys to do it anyway.
Yes. That's how TurboTax dances. It's a lot of shoulders and
don't use TurboTax.
Middle fingers.
I use H&R Block and it's the same. It doesn't matter. The only way you can get around that.
Free Tax USA.
You can use the free tax one, but if you're self-employed, that's.
Yeah. It's.
Scarier is all.
It's a nightmare. Like it is.
I just copied the info from my W-2, which is I miss that. Not envy you guys.
I got to do that this year, which was kind of nice. But like,
So anyway, we'll be launching a new merch store pretty soon with better T-shirts, brand new stuff, like better materials. I got a lot of T Public shirts, and I like T Public, but I feel like their print washes away very quickly.
Look at this. Bad. Look, it's gone.
I noticed Bad Neighbor Comics was just comics.
Yeah. Just comics. I'm just a fan of comics, you know?
Like, that's actually a pretty great shirt. I'm
pretty
cool.
I'm about to have to retire my second Largan and Charg shirt. I've loved it. Mm. It didn't necessarily last.
Yeah. This was supposed to be a bunch of versions of Jason Voorhees, and this is one of the better shirts I have, and it is
and it kind of looks like a beholder. If you were to ask me what is this shirt and only gave me like 3 seconds to answer, I'd be like, a beholder.
I have a lot of shirts that do not go in the dryer. It's like these are the shirts that get undried because the dryer will
Specifically for Tee Public shirts, if you switch them inside out before you wash them, they tend to survive longer. So there's a pro tip for all of you with existing Tee Public shirts that you'd like to keep nice.
That's so much effort, though.
Vathrak, my main complaint about Tee Public is not tall size shirts. Well, guess what, Vathrak? As a tall gentleman myself. So we picked a place called Fourth Wall, and they do like... Yeah, they're one of the big ones. Like, they do like Marques Brown stuff, and
I have no idea who that is.
It's a big YouTuber.
He's a guy who does stuff.
Yeah, he's a guy, a tech reviewer. But like they like Philip DeFranco, guys like that. So like, you know,
I don't know who that is.
It's okay.
That's a person that does stuff.
The point is, one, we get a bigger cut of T-shirts. So instead of getting $1.50 a T-shirt, we get a bigger cut, which is good. It kind of incentivizes us to make new shirts, and that's cool. Even better, the quality is kind of through the roof. Like, we're ordering samples and stuff, but just seeing the reviews, it's head and shoulders. There's big and tall shirts. There's, you know, all kinds of different fabrics and hoodies and all kinds of cool shit. We can release digital products on there. It's really neat.
Yeah.
We're working on that. We wanted to have it ready for Theriathon and just a bunch of brand new
Theriathon.
Shots. Higher quality wall tapestries?
Yes.
That's cool.
Posters.
I like that.
They do like movie posters and stuff. Like, I wanted to make a couple of movie posters for like events and stuff.
I'm going to do the map.
I can't wait to hang behind me Clover saying violence is everything.
Yes. Don't that.
Are we going to release some of the classics? I'm working hard to get all this ready. I'm going to pull Brie into this just because there's a lot. Like, each time you make a shirt, there's a fuck ton of stuff you got to check off to make sure it's done correctly. Otherwise, I don't want to make a bad one and then copy and paste it 50 times and then realize it's all wrong. So, between that and the Etsy listings and all that, we're trying to get it done for Theriathon. And we're going to have... My goal is to have 15 shirts. That's my goal. But we'll see.
That's a lot of shirts.
It's a lot of shirts. I like options. I like choices. And other than that, like I don't think there's much to say. Like, there's going to be special episodes coming out after Theriathon. The Ravens are doing one now. I haven't told them, but that's going to be a special, like. Remember, like, Bad Moon and stuff like that? Like, big tentpole things?
Cool, that's cool to learn right now in the middle of that episode.
Yeah, Packbound. Packbound's got one coming, and Invasion is the big one. I've been waiting to record this with Invasion for a long time.
Really?
It's a tentpole episode.
Like a few months. It's
Well, we should all just shame Xavier until
Just, that'll do it.
Not guys, Xavier.
Stop having
No, Ian. Like, we can blame him for that group.
Ian is that one. Poor Ian. But no, these are going to be like, so the Invasion one, I can't tell you too much about it, but it's a massive, like a huge plot thing, like huge, like something I've been waiting to pull the trigger on for years. I can't fucking wait. It's going to be great.
Suspicious.
Oh, I want to ask questions, but I don't want to accidentally potentially spoil anything.
I want to
ask.
Spoil it.
You can ask.
Does it have anything to do with the reason why the group's called Invasion?
Yes. Yes. That wasn't meant to be a mystery, but it turned out to be one because it took us a long time to get rolling.
Yeah, that's why it was called that. I remember them being like, you know what? That's really confusing. Why isn't it called Investigation since we're going to be investigating things? And then Jason was like, it'll make sense real soon. And it's been about a year.
then it's
you're
like,
in the house. You're in the house.
You're in the house, baby.
Anything can happen now.
Let me ask a question of everybody in the chat. Who's still listening to the show? Who's caught up? Like, since we changed over to ARC 5 and we had the huge mishigas of stuff that happened last year, like, who's still listening? Who's caught up? I want to know.
I haven't caught up. I need to catch up.
I know our guy G-Soto is.
Yes, G-Soto definitely listens. Why
it's
is
hard
it
to
so
listen
hard?
During work. Hard. Mm.
Just ignore your job.
Yeah,
I wish they keep giving me. Oh, they gave me a promotion. Now I actually got to work. It sucks. Makes it sad.
There you go. Your wife's caught up on us, Mandy.
Only on Packbound.
Yeah. That's fair. Brand loyalty for that. I get it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
That's fair.
It's also Chrissy's very bad. It's like. I'll be like, okay, that's, you know, that's Bree. You know, we were in Vampire together that season. Mm-hmm. We were in Vampire. She's like, I can't tell them apart. Which ones? It's like, they sound different, Christine.
I've had people like write in and it's like, is there any way you can identify them audio wise? Like, it's like, what do you want me to do? Like, change their voices? Like, what? Like, because yes. Like they say their names at the beginning and some people just don't. It's got to be a hearing thing. They don't differentiate between tones of voices or something.
Yeah.
So what I hear you saying is I need to play a Warforged and just hook up an auto tuner in front of me just to make it easier to figure out.
I will say this, putting Jamie and I on the same group in retrospect was a bold move.
You don't sound the same.
Putting me and Ryan
we were
in the same group was a bold move.
We were able to break into each other's voice journals when we were children. Remember those?
You were
the
children.
Password protected. We could get into each other's though. Like, we have similar voices.
Hey, I'm gonna let you know, the cheap Chinese made journal probably wasn't the
rude.
Height of security.
Rude.
I don't think there's gonna be a lockpicking lawyer episode on that one.
I wasn't gonna say it, but
guys, we broke into Fort Knox. We're virtually twins.
Gosh. I'll want the lockpicking lawyer to do an episode on that just to spite you.
Send it to him. He'll do it.
Yeah, do it.
Honestly, you could probably just push on it slightly and it'll open anyway. It's like you just used the...
Was it a metal lock or a plastic lock?
You know it was plastic. Why are you using
plastic?
Come on.
It was plastic. It might have had a metal hook, but the rest of it was plastic. Maybe like
you know
one metal
do?
Rod in there somewhere.
We should make like some sort of journal sleeve for DMs to keep their notes in, and then I bet we could recreate that voice lock. I bet we could. Super cheap now with like a Raspberry Pi or something.
Totally.
The tech we have
you know
now.
What?
You're telling me we can't replicate a 20-year-old toy? You're telling me I can't make a new version of...
I don't know if it would be as cheap as you think it is.
You don't even have to try that hard. All you have to do is make it open whenever somebody says open and tell them it's keyed to that voice and nobody will ever know.
Yeah.
Right. Ooh, that's good. Let's just lie.
Let's just lie.
Yeah.
Big liars.
Me and Ryan both opened the same. Yeah. Twins, Ryan!
We're twins!
Voice check, twinsies.
Uh-huh.
I think we sound the same.
So cute.
Exactly the
They're
same.
They're basically the same. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can Let's never
both
tell
put you two on the same group.
Yeah, super bold.
Yeah, bold.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys want to, well, you can't, we've been working, so there's two episodes we've been working on for like 2 months straight. And there's a Pac-Bound episode where you guys have made a pretty big discovery, but you have yet to explore it. And the invasion group, you guys got into the house and there's a huge thing, but you have yet to explore it. So it's two, yeah. You guys are standing on the precipice of like something really cool. But
talk blocked by tech.
Tech blocked. So one last time, let's remind everybody, next Saturday, noon Eastern, Theriathon begins. That's 9 a.m. Pacific, everybody, which, yeah, that's a little early. That's okay. You get done at 9 p.m. or whenever we actually get done. But there's a ton of stuff we're packing in there. There's a bunch of new stuff we get to reveal. There's a whole new look for the stream. There's going to be a lot of stuff. Me and Bree might do a little streaming this week just to kind of warm up our Twitch muscles.
Do it.
But yeah, other than that, guys, I don't think there's too much. So do you want to say anything before we sign off?
Is it this going to be harder or easier for you now that you guys are no longer Pacific time?
Everything's been harder since coming back to the East Coast. Everything. Top down. Streaming, living, work, everything. Because I get done work at midnight now. That's lame. Mm. Everybody who's on the East Coast and has been doing this, how are you doing this into your 30s and 40s? How? It's ridiculous.
Most people don't stop working at midnight. That's how.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah,
it's a fun little trick.
Yeah, they work regular hours.
Or I work from home and I get to like be like, I'm working and I go on my couch.
Keep it a secret, Mandy. We can't let them know.
I just accept that there are some days that are powered by coffee. Exclusively. I mean, I like coffee, but some days it's required.
I love caffeine. Love caffeine. I'm thinking about switching over to meth, but caffeine's been pretty good so far.
Nobody's ever gone to jail for drinking coffee. Well, that's probably not true.
No, that's I bet somebody has.
Somebody probably has, yeah.
I bet they were in Florida. I bet they figured it out. Yeah. They cracked that code. Yeah.
But they just had meth coffee in Florida.
Well, thank you guys for hanging out in the chat. Yeah, I really appreciate
everyone. It. Yeah, thank you, everyone.
I want to see everyone.
Yes.
Next Saturday.
It's going to be so much fun.
I want to pack that chat. I want to get people in there. I the group one episode came out so well. I've got a bunch of stuff planned for the other groups, and that's going to be live, and that's a special kind of chaos, so that's going to be fun.
Yeah. Especially letting people take part in decision making. That's that rarely happens on this show.
I can't wait. That's going to be terrible.
Going to be great. That's not my group, so I can't wait to contribute to mess that up.
Yeah, me too.
I'm like, me too. Like,
so my goal this time, and we learn a little something. Well, I like to try new things. We did like this tarot card system last time, and that was really fun, except it made someone on the cast cry. And that's not what I'm after.
Usually not the goal. Yeah.
So
why you gotta call me out like that, Jason?
Well, you're being a little bit of a bitch.
I was.
But point.
That's true.
Love you all.
So my goal this year is to make sure everyone walks out happy and not crushed.
At all levels.
No.
But we'll see you guys. No. We'll see you guys next. You know what? Yes. I'll let one of the Patreon groups, I'll let them vote on who gets the cool weapons. That's what. So it'll
guys,
be
I love you so much. You're my favorite people. Cuddles, hug.
I'm not gonna pander to you.
You.
I want a plus two. You.
You're all of my best friends, and I love you forever.
See, Ryan's got an edge. He's on one of the Patreon groups.
Yeah, so. That's true. Like,
yeah, my bros.
Look at this conflict of interest.
Has he ever caused a TPK on that group? By any chance?
I think everyone on. Hold on. I think everyone on group two has been at least partially responsible for.
As part of the group, sure, but it was a group effort, 100%.
No, I'll say this. No one on group two is working overly hard to not destroy themselves, and they definitely have.
I did bring Oreos. I can bring more Oreos.
What a legend.
Dragon Con.
That's
unless
true.
There's another strike again, and then I couldn't buy them Oreos.
Oh, no. You're such a cookie legend.
Can you just make your own Oreos? Like, is that a thing you can do?
They did that on Bon Appetit, but it's hard.
Yeah, I bet it is. I just thought about this. Like, I've never seen homemade Oreos.
You're better off like making a different kind of cookie that's like works better for making at home, because like the amount of effort it takes to make something
not
that's
worth
not
it
be that good. Yeah, it's just, these were created to be made in a factory.
That's
a delicious factory.
I don't know what the inside, what the middle part of an Oreo is made out of, and I don't want to know.
Sugar and fat.
I was about to say, isn't it animal fat?
It's supposed to be vegan.
Is it vegan? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So no.
Yeah. Or is it vegan? It's just delicious. Just sugar and fat and stuff. It's Stacy.
It's actually kangaroo meat.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Hey, if kangaroo meat tasted like Oreos, I'd eat the fuck out of that.
I just got this vision of you like running and trying to tackle a kangaroo in the wild. It's just
like, it goes right for its leg because that's where the most meat is. Like, yeah.
Stop kicking.
Look, I've seen images of what happens when a kangaroo flexes. I ain't messing with one of those, even if they're delicious.
They're all lean muscle. Fuck that.
Like, I mean, if it tastes like Oreo, and yes, Christy, I could take a goose, I bet.
No, you couldn't.
If it came at me, I'm ready.
The secret to geese is that geese have a very high intimidation stat, but if you just like grab them by the neck, they're basically defenseless, and you can just kind of like swing them.
Wait, holy shit!
That's literally how you get rid of the goose trying to attack you. You grab by the neck and not.
I feel like that would kill a goose real hard.
I mean, if it's coming at me,
sturdy.
Yeah, that's when the goose says, okay, and they go to get a knife.
That's okay. I could take it. I got a knife, too.
I probably...
Like, how could that not snap a thing's spine?
Well, you don't swing it in a circle.
Why not?
You said swing it. Kel said to swing it.
I'm just swinging it, not swing it.
I'm going to hula. No, wait, what do you call that? So, that's so the thing.
Yeah, that's what I assumed.
I want a magic goose to wield as my plus two weapon.
Yeah, okay. Why not? The goose flail.
Oh, man. Okay.
Bonk.
Okay, I'm making a weapon in my head right now for you. Like right now.
To me?
Yeah, just for you. It's going to be great. You're going to love it.
Oh, no. You know something's going to use that on you, right? You know, that's...
No, no.
Damn it. That's some witchmaster bullshit if I've ever heard it. Like, oh, yes, it's for you.
Like, damn it. Damn it.
Wish granted.
So mean.
Let's not even talk about what happened to your stealth rolls.
Weird. There's no stealthy geese.
No.
Well, everybody
out
there,
I tried to go in front of the car.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Seriously, next weekend we are just gonna come loaded for bear and just 12 hours of straight streaming. And we can't wait to see you guys there. If you miss it, everything's gonna be recorded and put up in the main feed. Don't you worry, everything's cool. But
be sure to tell your friends.
Please spread the word. Spread that stuff. We'll see you guys next week for Theriathon 2023. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Oh, it's late.